I've been afraid of the Black Company for too long. I'm still afraid.
Water sleeps, I said. What's the Protector done for you?
The Radisha had no answer for that.
We can bring back your brother. Think of the pressure that would take off you.
Rajadharma.
In a tightly controlled voice, the Radisha snapped.
Don't say that. That tears my entrails out and strangles me with them.
Exactly what I had wished on her a time or two when I was in a less forgiving mood.
Aridatha Singh looked at me oddly.
He wasn't anything like I thought Narayan Singh would be.
Seeing his sovereign had not impressed him nearly so much as seeing his father had.
Not many people are, once you get to know them.
River, you want to take this man back where you found him?
It was night, yes, but we still had those two protective amulets left over from the Shadow Master Wars. They definitely looked like they were still good.
I wished we had another 100, but Goblin and One Eye could not make them anymore.
I'm not sure why. They shared no trade secrets with me. I suppose they were just too old. I worry a lot when I consider a future without them in it, and a future without One Eye cannot be far away.
O Lord of Hosts, preserve him until the captured are delivered and all our quarrels are resolved.
Chapter 46.
Men were charging everywhere around the warehouse. Some were continuing frenetic preparations for the company's evacuation. Some were getting ready to accompany Narayan and me to the Grove of Doom to collect the Nuangbo key. The Nuangbo, Do Trang's confederates, and the handful still attached to the company somehow, seemed to be doing a lot of nervous moving around just to be moving. They were scared and worried. Bondo Trang had suffered a stroke during the night. One Eye's prognosis was not encouraging. I told Goblin,
I'm not saying she had anything to do with it, but Do Trang was the first one to realize that the girl was roaming around outside her flesh.
He's just old, sleepy. Nobody did it to him. You ask me, he's really way overdue. He hung on here because he cares about Sarah. She's all right now. It looks like her husband might actually be freed, and he's too old to run away. Soulcatcher is going to find this place eventually, once Mogaba arrives and starts searching. I wouldn't be surprised if Do Trang just decided that dying was the best thing he could do for everyone right now.
I did not want Do Trang to go, for all the reasons none of us like to see those close to us die. But also because he was, in his quiet way, the best friend the company had had in generations. Like everyone else, I tried to lose myself in work. I told Goblin,
even if she's totally innocent, I want the girl fixed so she can't wander. Whatever you have to do short of permanently crippling or killing her.
Goblin sighed. Lately that was all he did when someone gave him more work. I guess he was too tired to squawk anymore.
Where's One Eye?
Furtive look around. A whisper.
Don't say I said anything. I think he's trying to figure